continue our conversation with Russ Patzer of Sun Valley Solar Solutions, 480-689-5000. What's y'all's travel radius, Russ? How far do you go?
We pretty well cover the entire state of Arizona, pretty well from Prescott down to Yuma area.
Is there an elevation where solar stops making sense?
Actually, the higher you get, the happier the solar gets. That's called the solar radiation, which is up in like Flagstaff, Prescott. Solar works even better because the sun rays are even stronger. Just like going outside up there, you get sunburnt faster than you would in Phoenix. So the solar panels like that.
And is there a big demand for it? Obviously, what we're using it for is completely in reverse. The majority is it heating up there. Is there a demand for it?
There's a demand in both places. Typically, the demand in the Phoenix area in places like Yuma and Tucson is higher because the customers' bills are higher and the pain level is higher. So that's why we see the higher demand in the lower elevations where air conditioning is needed a lot more. But same savings apply to Prescott and Flagstaff as they do to Phoenix and Yuma.
And once I have solar installed on my home, talk us through how it works, because it's not, I mean, I'm still connected to the grid.
Yeah, so everything is grid interactive. So having the grid is still very important to the solar production and how it works. And so it's connected to where if you're instantly using the electricity, it will flow into your house and flow into your appliances. But if your house doesn't need it, it backflows onto the grid and goes to your neighbor's houses and the houses right around you. And that's the nice relationship is what we call net metering, which we're grandfathered for 20 years for net metering in the current APS rate proposal. So that's why now we have until July 1st to get everybody grandfathered into this 20-year rate structure that currently exists.
And when you say we, you mean those that were smart and installed solar before July 1st.
Yes. Yes.
So that time-sensitive deadline date is a pretty big call to action.
Yeah, right now we're seeing, you know, record level of applications, and it really is, you know, I tell all my friends and neighbors and anybody who I talk to about solar is, if you haven't looked at it, now's the time to look at it. It's definitely a financial benefit for you. We know the structure for the next 20 years, and we have until July 1st to lock that structure in and to get that savings that we know is there. After July 1st, we have new rates that are being implemented, and the grandfathering goes away. So right now, we highly suggest if you haven't looked at it, you look at it. If you have been looking at it, you know.
Get off your pockets. Get up and move.
get up and move. Now's the time to go.
What will happen after this?
So after July 1st, we basically go into what the settlement, and this hasn't been approved by the Corporation Commission yet, but high level, after July 1st, we go into this kind of lockdown for 10 years. So if you decide to go solar, the rate that you push back to the grid and how much you get back for that energy you're pushing to the grid is locked in for 10 years. Before July 1st, you're locked in for 20 years. So we go into this shorter time frame of guaranteed economics.
You're insulating yourself from three, if not four, rate case increases.
Correct.
And that's easy then to calculate what you can save. And you'll have posted an article just about saving, you know, if your bill was $150 a month in that course of time of 20 years, that's $36,000. And that's a pretty respectable car in cash right there.
Yeah, I think one or something that people don't think about is this is money you're going to spend, whether you like it or not. So you're about to spend $36,000. Going solar, you could only spend, you know, $20,000. So there's $16,000 sitting on the table that you don't really have a choice. You're going to be spending it. So why not do something about that?
Change your investment from your utility bill to something else important in your life.
Exactly. We always say you'd rather have that extra $20 a month to go out to dinner or something like that rather than just sending it off to the utility.
Does this apply both sides, commercially and residentially?
Yeah, the new changes are focused on the residential, so for homeowners. Commercial, there is a proposal for a rate increase, but no dramatic changes to the rate structure. So commercial, we expect to continue on marching like it is now, which is a growing market in Arizona. And we see more and more, small mom and pop shops to all the way up to our larger distribution centers that we're putting, 6,000 to 20,000 panels on top of those buildings.
What kind of weight load is that? I mean, not every roof, I would imagine, is turnkey ready right now to get panels installed. Commercially, might be a little bit different story, but residentially, I mean, how often do y'all get to a project and there needs to be work done to the home in preparing for the solar panels?
That's a great question because, people have a lot of concern about their roof, which they should. It's the holding everything over their head and keeping the rain out. So, one of the key things that roofs, they're engineered so you can walk on them. And for them to be engineered so you can walk on them, they have to hold 20 pounds per square foot. So a normal weight person can walk on the roof. Well, the solar is actually only 1.5 pounds per square foot. So the roofs are already pretty well engineered for it. We actually engineer for them not coming off rather than the weight load on the house. So we got 1.5 pounds per square foot pushing down, and we have 7 pounds per square foot pushing up as the wind's going over it. So what we're doing from an engineering perspective is just making sure we're securing it so it will never come off, rather than adding to the weight load of the house and that being the concern. Our concern is it flying off.
And properly secured, how long will that panel last? You talked about being metered or this 20-year grandfathering. If I install it now, is that panel going to be still producing in 20 years?
Yeah, that's the great part about solar is, it was developed during World War II time frame, so we have lots of data on it and years of data on it. We have the Yuma Proving Grounds in Arizona, which has a solar system that's been on there for over 30 years. They are warrantied for 25 years, the solar panel itself. And we expect the life expectancy to be between 30 to 40 years.
At the end of that 20-year time frame and the lease is up, do I keep the panels? Is there a buyout process? If they're going to last me to 40 years and it's a 20-year lease, what happens at that transition time?
Yeah, for the lease programs, at the 20 years, your lease is up. However, those panels are still working well, basically, after the 20 years. And the lease companies, their model is one of two. Their first model is that they want to renew your lease in 5-year increments after the 20 years because the asset's already there. It's already capable of producing the power. So why not extend that 5 years, 10 years time frame after that? The other model is after 20 years, let's remove that and put today's or 20 year from now's technology on the roof. So you're going to see a little bit of both.
And in that meantime, winds blow, tree branches break, branch goes through the panel. Who's replacing panels individually?
Yeah, so our service department has grown quite a bit over the years. It used to be, one guy kind of half-time to where we run 4 to 5 guys every single day, and it's just taking care of systems that have been abandoned, meaning the previous installer has gone out of business or the lease company has gone out of business. So it's still an asset. It's still capable of producing, so we're going around and fixing those. And then, if it's a tree branch that falls on your roof and causes damage, it's the same thing as if your panels weren't there and a tree branch fell on your roof and crushed it, you would contact your homeowner's warranty information for events like that. But if it's a manufacturer or workmanship issue, then those are fixed free of charge.
This rate case we've been talking about primarily, this is just an APS, but it seems like, in my observation, I could very well be wrong. The big dog does, the little guys eventually follow shortly behind. Is that your experience?
Yeah, one of two things. So last or in 2015, 2015, we had the SRP rate case, and that was kind of the first big one. And it's not like the rate case of APS, which has to go through the Corporation Commission. SRP operates from a board of directors, so it's a little different. And they kind of started setting the stage for solar having a slightly different rate plan or structure than the other rates. And actually, we have over 9 active rate cases going on right now. The one that everybody talks about is APS.
There's not 9 utility companies, is there?
I believe Arizona has over 30 utility companies within the state of Arizona.
Now, how many of those are just buying their power from the big guys?
Yeah, the majority of them are buying their power from the big guys. And then you have down in Tucson, you have a different utility company. Up in Kingman area, you have different utility companies. But APS and SRP, I believe, operate about 80% of the customers in the state of Arizona. So that's why you hear about those two mainly.
And you said there's 9 going on right now.
Yes, we are active in a lot of different cases.
How do you keep up with that? You get like designated meeting guy for all the different rate cases.
Yes, we that's why we hired our lawyer to be active in all these cases across the state, because there's no way to be down in Tucson and at the Corporation Commission and over at SRP all at the same time trying to make sure you're at the table. We always look at it as you're either at the table or on the table, and so we want to be at the table with all these conversations.
Now you say that, is that Sun Valley Solar's lawyer, or is that coalition of local solar companies you'd mentioned earlier in the program?
Yeah, it's the coalition of the three of us local installers that have the lawyer to intervene in these rate cases.
After July 1st, I can't imagine this is the last. I mean, there's too much money that it's just going to go to rest. I mean, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, after July 1st, I'm excited for after July 1st as well. The engineer in me gets to come out.
A new challenge.
Yep, it's the new challenge. And solar's still going to be viable after July 1st. It's just taking on a new economic twist on how much you can save, how quickly you'll recover your initial investment. So it's the rules of the game are just going to be different.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U to join the conversation. We'll plow through a handful of questions that have come in over the course of this hour and address them with Russ on the back side of this break. If you are thinking about solar or have been thinking about it, like Russ said, you have a limited time before July 1st to make that reservation. Get started by calling Sun Valley Solar Solutions, 480-689-5000.